Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2015. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length. We call this the spring or vernal equinox. This year this will happen on March the 20th. And don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 29th. First this month, news of another exciting event happening on March the 20th, a solar eclipse. Although it will not be a total eclipse from the UK, it will be an 84 to 86% partial eclipse, depending where you are in the country. The eclipse happens around 9:30 on the morning of Friday the 20th of March, starting at about an hour before and going on for about an hour or so afterwards. Look out for any special activities happening in your area. For example, the telescope extravaganza happening outside Isaac's on the Quay in Ipswich. Now on to the moon. New moon this month is on the 20th, obviously for the eclipse, with the full moon on the 5th of the month. The moon is far from being a nighttime only object. When it is around full, it will indeed be a nighttime object, but towards new phase, it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so you will be able to study it in daylight, particularly on the 21st, immediately after sunset, when the moon will be a beautiful, one-day-old, very thin crescent. The major planets are all putting on a show this month, except Mercury, which is really far too low down to be useful, although it is still visible. Venus is an evening object in the west, just after sunset, especially towards the end of the month. Jupiter is still the most prominent planet high up in the sky in the evening, particularly early in the month. Don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes, and even the great red spot on the surface. Saturn starts to make a better appearance this month. Unfortunately, the best time to see it is early in the morning, and even then best seen at the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation Scorpius, which will be in the south at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet when you see it close up. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. Mars will be quite a good sight at the end of the month around 7 p.m. in the constellation of Pisces to the west. Now there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, so straight on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13, constellations that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates about the Sun. This month, the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, which is very difficult to make out, Leo, and Virgo. And these may be found in that order from west through south to east. The two bright stars either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, the bright red star in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, in the east, and Capella in Auriga, the charioteer, in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for April's highlights. Bye for now.